Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. This is your boy, Jake Carter, coming at you live with a dose of motivation that hits different today. We're diving into something pretty powerful. Self-compassion and forgiveness. You know, those things we hear about all the time but sometimes struggle to actually put into practice. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff. This is serious game-changer territory. Whether you're aiming for a personal best, crushing it in your career, or simply navigating the rollercoaster of life, self-compassion and forgiveness are your secret weapons. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me ask you something. Ever find yourself being way tougher on yourself than you would be with your best friend? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you spiral into self-criticism? We've all been there. It's like our inner critic is constantly running laps around us, spewing negativity and doubt. But here's the thing. That kind of self-talk doesn't get us anywhere. It only creates more stress, anxiety, and ultimately hinders our growth. So, how do we break free from this vicious cycle? How do we cultivate that much-needed self-compassion? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you unlock your inner badass. 1. Treat yourself like your best friend. Seriously, imagine your best friend just bombed a presentation or tripped and fell face first into a cake. We've all been there. What would you say to them? Probably something kind, encouraging, and maybe even a little bit humorous. Now apply that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. When you stumble, dust yourself off with a smile, offer yourself a pep talk, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the learning process. 2. Acknowledge your emotions. Bottling up your feelings only creates pressure and resentment. Let yourself feel those emotions, the joy, the sadness, the frustration, without judgment. Acknowledge them, name them, and then gently let them go. Think of it like taking a deep breath and releasing all that tension. 3. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to positive things in your life can work wonders for your mental well-being. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments of joy add up and create a more positive outlook. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. You know those pesky inner voices that constantly put you down? It's time to call them out. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Most of the time, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding onto grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you trapped. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, including yourself. Be kind to yourself, forgive past transgressions, and move forward with a clear heart. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who's been struggling with stage fright. She's constantly comparing herself to other musicians, beating herself up for every perceived flaw. This self-criticism is holding her back from truly shining on stage. But then, she starts practicing self-compassion. She reminds herself that everyone feels nervous sometimes and that it's okay to make mistakes. She focuses on the joy of music and the power of sharing her talent with others. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She embraces her imperfections and steps onto the stage with a newfound sense of freedom. See what I mean? It's not about becoming some perfect, unbreakable superhero. It's about embracing your humanity, treating yourself with kindness, and recognizing that you are worthy of love and acceptance, applause and all. So, my friends, remember this. Self-compassion is a superpower. Forgiveness sets you free. And when you combine these two forces, you unlock an incredible potential within yourself. You become more resilient, more creative, and ultimately, more fulfilled. Go out there, practice some self-love, and show the world what you're truly capable of. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love and keep motivating each other. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.